You are currently the only person in this conference.
Hello, you have Tom here. It's just the two of us so far.
Okay, how are you? This is Anita.
Yeah, for once it's a nice day here in Washington State.
It's been a beautiful day here in South Carolina, too. We've had some rain, but not bad.
Well, my spring beans are sprouted and, what, about 2 inches out of the ground so far.
Oh, wow. Wonderful. And what's the temperature in Washington?
Oh, it's cold at night still. But it's not too bad. It's in, what, the high 60s, I guess, here today.
Well, that's nice and sunny, I take it.
It is this afternoon. We had cloud cover this morning.
Great. It was a beautiful afternoon here in the 70s. So.
So you're where?
In Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Where the weather, of course, in August is so humid. You can't stand it.
Yeah. Well, I worked in South Carolina not too long after I got out of high school for what was then the Southern Railway.
Oh, really? Great. So, did you live in the South?
Off and on. Worked quite a bit there.
Uh-huh.
But being a transmitter engineer, I find myself all over the country and some parts of the world at one time or another.
Wow. So are you retired now?
Trying to be, but Pacific is not letting me do that.
I'll say, yeah.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Anita.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, you know, just trying to figure out what's going on with everything. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
So many mysteries in this world.
Yes.
What can I say?
I actually did not even know we were having a call or so.
Oh. How did you find out finally?
Well, I mean, it came in on a text, and then Chris.
Oh, okay.
Me.
That's Robin Collier's here. 404, that's Heather. Yep.
Hello, anyone there?
Yep.
Yeah, we are.
Hi, Grace.
We are.
Hey, Grace.
Hello.
Hello.
Four one clock. That's Sabrina. Thank you. Snake. Swoons.
Hello, Lawrence.
Hi, Lawrence.
Hey, Lawrence.
Hello, Lawrence.
howdy, y'all.
That y'all.
What is that about?
I got a pig in the sky riding over my neighborhood, so. Just thought I'd let you know. A flying pig.
A flying pig. Well, you know, there's a lot of things about which they say, well, when pigs fly, so maybe today is the day that everything is possible. Who knows? Oh, no, more long emails. Deed of trust.
Do we have a roster for the PNB for this year? With people's email
addresses? Yep, I got one. I have one. I can share it.
Would you please send it to me? Because I don't have...
Yeah, can you wait a little bit? I'm putting in people's...
I can wait until tomorrow.
Okay.
I've been waiting for months, so... Bye.
5, 10, 9, 14.
Okay.
Hello, this is Lydia. I'm going to mute.
Hi, this is James.
Hi, Lydia. 310-836. And... That's good, yeah, yep. Five, 10, 3, 6. Corina.
Yes, Corina's here.
Yep, I see you.
This is a bad connection. Am I the only one who hears that?
Yep.
Is it a hum?
When I hear you speak, I hear a bad connection. Yeah. Otherwise, everybody else is
good.
Yeah, it's a hum.
Yeah, I think that's me. I'm going to have to hang up and dial in another phone. Sorry.
Tom's not hearing the hum.
Oh, well, you must have better hearing than the rest of us.
It was James.
Sandra.
As soon as he hung up, it stopped.
Hi, this is Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Yep, hi, Sandra.
How's the weather there in Houston?
Lolly.
Hot and muggy.
Ah. Is that good?
It's normal.
I can say
it's normal for Houston. We might get a little rain tomorrow, but the temperatures are just going to keep going up from here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This is Wally. I'm here, too.
Hi.
Paulina here. I just wanted to let you know that I'll be streaming tonight. And I'm ready. I'm doing instead of Otis. I'm set up and everything is good. So let me know when there's quorum and when you want me to go live. I will let you know that we're live.
Okay. Oh, that's a weird phone number. I've got a bunch of zeros.
Yeah, that's me. That's
phone
Skype number.
Number.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Me. That's a streaming. Yeah,
see.
That's a streaming call. Yeah.
Okay. There's James. Hi, James.
Yeah, I just came back. Thank you. Hi.
I see you. Okay.
It was you, James. The buzz was definitely you.
Yeah, I've had that before. Thank you.
Yeah, as soon as you hung up.
No, James, back it up.
Okay. Excuse me, everyone. I see one number I don't recognize. The area code is 917, and the last four digits are 6853.
That's a New York number.
Yeah, but I don't know who it is. 6853, the last four digits?
That's me.
Alex? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I'm calling from an app on a computer instead of my mobile phone.
Okay. Let me just note it. Okay, Alex.
If the quality of my voice is not very good, I'll switch to the mobile phone.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. We have 18 people on. 18 directors.
Okay, would you like me to go live?
Who's chairing? Whoever is chairing gets to talk about that.
Sure.
Alex? Alex, are you there?
Yeah, I was muted. Okay.
Okay, don't do that.
All right, we can go live right now. Colina, tell me when you're live.
We are live.
Okay. Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. It's May 21st, 2020. The time is 8:38 p.m. Eastern Time. I am Alex Steinberg, the chair of the Pacifica National Board. And we're going to go directly to a roll call. Grace, could you take the roll, please?
Sure. Grace Aaron, KPFK listener, is here. Robin Collier, KCEI affiliate.
Present.
Good. Corey, KPFA listener.
Yeah.
Good. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, WPFW listener.
Present.
Okay. Lyndon Foley, KPFT listener.
Here.
Okay. Jan Goodman, KPFK listener.
Here.
Good. Heather Gray, WRFG affiliate.
Here.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA staff.
Here.
Good. Wally James, KPFT staff.
Here.
Okay. Dwayne Lark, KPFT listener.
Present.
Good. Ron Pinchback, WPFW staff.
Here.
Good. Ralph Pointer, WBAI listener. Sandra Rowland, KPFT listener.
Here.
Okay. Sean Rose, KPF. I'm sorry. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK listener.
Present.
Good. Sean Rhodes, WBAI staff.
Here.
Okay. Eileen Rosen, WPFW listener.
Here.
Okay. James Sagerton, WBAI listener.
Here.
Good. Nancy Sorden, WPFW listener. Alex Steinberg, WBAI listener.
Present.
Good. Aki Tanaka, KPFA listener.
Right here.
Good. Polina Vasiliev, KPFK staff.
Present.
Good. Tom Voorhees, KPFA listener.
Here.
Okay, and going back. Ralph Pointer, WBAI listener. And Nancy Sorden, WPFW listener.
Present.
Good.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Chair, we have quorum. We have 21 members present. And also, Lydia Brazone, are you here?
Yes.
Okay.
Non-muted.
Is Anita Sims here?
Yes, here.
Good. Okay, good. John Tatum, our parliamentarian?
I'm here.
Okay, and is Arthur Schwartz here? All right, there we are, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. the next item of our preliminary housekeeping, I'm going to read the report out from the closed session of May 7th, 2020. The report out says the PNB considered personnel and legal matters. The next item Do we have any excused absences? We do not.
Not to my knowledge, Mr. Chair, no.
Nor to mine. The next item is a volunteer for topics and another volunteer for people.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I normally volunteer, but there's a helicopter flying over my house, and it's been flying for half an hour. They must be looking for somebody. Okay. Thank God it's not me. So I can't do it tonight.
Okay, sorry to hear that.
Mr. Chair, Paulina here. I am your streaming person. My stream is showing that it is streaming, but for some reason, it's not showing up on the website, which I think is important. In any case, we'll have the audio file from my Astro conference, but I want to resolve that as soon as possible.
All right. Will you be able to get Otis on the line to help you?
Yes, certainly. I'll do that on my other phone right now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Chair, I'd like to be recognized in regards to an agenda item, the formatting of the agenda.
Yeah, we're not doing the agenda yet. We're still trying to get it timekeeper.
Okay.
Give me a minute.
If you could please come back to me for that, I'll appreciate it.
Yes, sure. Okay, so we still need a timekeepers for topics and for people.
Excuse me, somebody is making a terrible noise, like crinkling papers. Please mute yourself.
Can people please mute themselves unless they want to say something? Thank you.
Nancy here.
Yeah?
I can do people. I can time people.
Thank you. Does anybody want to volunteer for topics? Topics is the easier one, no? All right, we'll just go on without a timekeeper for now, and maybe somebody will be able to volunteer later. Okay, we now come to the agenda. Let me just read the draft agenda, and then we will need a motion to approve the agenda in a second before we can actually discuss it or make amendments. So the agenda approval, that's a 5-minute item. The next item is minutes approval, a 3-minute item. The next item is motion to add a trustee to the pension plan account. That's a 4-minute item. Next item is the report from the IED and Q&A. That's a 15-minute item. Next item is a committee and task force report. That's a total of 11 minutes. Next item is a motion to authorize a personnel task force. That's a 10-minute item. The next item is a motion on KPFT finances. That's a 10-minute item. And then there's a motion to rescind a previously adopted motion. That's a 10-minute item. And let's see what it is. I think that's it. And we are set to adjourn. We don't have time certain for adjournment.
Chair?
A second motion,
and...
Well, we don't have a motion yet. First, somebody has to introduce to adopt.
And I move to adopt the agenda, and I also have a motion to...
Hold on. You moved. We have to adopt the agenda first. I mean, we have to open it to the floor. We need a second.
Nancy seconds.
Okay.
Dan Goodman for the staff.
Yeah, Lawrence was first, and then...
Nancy to the staff.
Dwayne
Larson.
Thank you, Chair.
Nancy.
Thank you, Chair. So I got... Oh, I'm sorry. Let me know when.
Yeah, go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. So I got two concerns. Our first concern is that when the draft agenda gets put together, if it could be posted along with the on the KPFT website, because I've had a lot of concerns and complaints about the draft agenda not being posted. It doesn't have to be posted every time it gets changed, but just the draft agenda. And then I think this is something that Jan Goodman is going to bring up too, but we're having the virtual town hall coming upon us, and I think we need to task it with volunteers. That's it. Thank you.
You want to add something to the agenda to discuss the virtual town hall?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where do you want to put that?
I think Jan was going to do that too, but I just thought, because I had talked to her about that.
That's fine. Okay, Jan, go ahead, your turn.
Okay, yes, I would like to place that as number 10 on the agenda, and I would also like to move number 9 on the agenda, which is motion to rescind
One amendment at a time. You can't throw out two amendments.
Okay, so first, why don't we... I want to move that agenda item number 9 be moved to after number 5, and we have Anita on the line, and maybe we could even move it further up, but since she's on the line, I'd like to have it earlier so she doesn't have to hang out, and this is also because this item has been lingering as a continuation item for...
So you want to move item number 9 after item number 5. Is that correct?
Correct.
Chair, okay. This is Lawrence.
Do we have a second?
I object.
Maybe before item number... Make it before item number 5, actually.
Mark, you second.
I object. For the following reasons?
We don't have a second yet.
Oh, okay.
I have a second. Archie seconds.
Okay, so we have a second to move item number 9 to make it 4B, I guess.
Correct. Thank you.
Okay. So there's obviously an objection. Lawrence, do you want to speak to your objection?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Chair. We've had motions 7 and 8 carry over quite a few times, and I think it's kind of unfair to push the motion to rescind up above the IED report because of those set of circumstances. So I object, and I urge people to think of fairness. Motion 7 and 8 have been on the vine now for at least 2 meetings, and I think we should get to them before number 9. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else want to discuss this amendment?
Yes, I wish to discuss the amendment. Dwayne Lark.
Okay. I would like to, Jan Goodman.
Okay.
I'll
give you a chance to motivate this since you made the motion, but let's hear from Dwayne first.
That's fine.
Okay, go ahead, Dwayne.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Based on the motion of admission, that this item has been brought up, discussed, and now wants to be expedited. The motions that I have patiently waited to come up and at least have a fair discussion have not even been touched for the last 2 meetings. So out of the respect of just proper decorum and fairness, I would ask the members to not move this motion up. In fact, I will wait patiently to move my motion up, given that this is the 3rd meeting it's been on the vine. Thank you.
Okay. Jan, you want to motivate your motion?
Yes. I'm all in favor of motion number 7. I don't even think it's going to be controversial. However, the motion number the present motion number 9 has also been waiting around to be retaken up, and it was supposed to have been taken up last time. It got pushed this time, and since we have the presence of somebody from NEDA, Anita Sims, on the line to give us some guidance, and we don't want to hold her any longer than necessary. It seems that out of respect to her, and I think a number of people would like to hear from her on this subject, of that we should hold this earlier. And the fact that she's on the line will also, I think, help us expedite the motion, because she can actually speak to the motion with the most authority, more authority than any of us, and to have her have to wait until, another hour seems very disrespectful of her time. Thank you very much.
Okay. Any further discussion on this?
Chair, point of information, Lawrence.
Lawrence, what is your point of information?
My question to you, Chair, is, isn't it that the ICFO is a regular ex officio member of this committee, of this board?
No. No,
so,
only the director is a member, not the ICFO. The ICFO is regularly invited to attend meetings, but they're not actually a member of the board.
Okay. All right, that was my question. Thank you, Chair.
Dwayne to the stack.
Dwayne, you just spoke.
I'd like to speak again.
I'd like to see if anybody else who hasn't spoken would like to speak first. If not,
fair enough.
This is Grace.
Grace, go ahead.
I'd like to amend. I'd like to make a substitute motion, and that is to add a 5A to the agenda to allow Ms. Sims to weigh in on this or give us any other report she'd like to for 5 minutes after the IED report as 5B, but to leave agenda item 9 where it is on the agenda.
Chair, this is
Lawrence. Okay, is there a second to the substitute?
Yeah, second, Chair, this is Lawrence.
Okay. So now the floor is open to discuss this substitute motion to the amendment that Jan offered.
Jan Goodman, back.
Dwayne Lark was.
Okay, Jan, then Dwayne.
I would, of course, like to hear Ms. Sims speak early, but I think that her actually participating in the discussion where people can ask her questions and she can respond in the course of discussing this is really paramount, because from what I gathered from Mr. Walter, what he wrote, that what we were attempting to do was inappropriate, but nevertheless we passed that motion. I know that I would like to ask her questions, and just hearing her give a report is not going to be the same as her participating, being able to participate in the discussion and answer questions. Thank you.
Okay. Dwayne?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to just remind the members, and certainly the original motioner, that I recall 10 minutes given to George on this matter, and Ms. Anita had an opportunity to give us a report and her opinion on this matter then. I recall another opportunity prior to that we've discussed. So let's not give the impression to those who are listening that are not PNB members that we have spent an inordinate amount of time on this matter. And it seems to me that those of us who are fairly familiar enough, I would ask the question, Mr. Chair, are there any members, and I think their vote would reflect so, are there any members who are not clear on whether or not they have made up, can make up their mind and determine how they're going to vote, rather than using the rest of this time and not getting to the items on the agenda and giving deference to an item that we've already covered in two previous meetings.
Okay. Anybody else want to discuss
this? This is Felina.
Yeah, and Eileen to the stack.
All right, Eileen.
With a point of information.
How long?
Offering or requesting?
Tom, what is your point of information?
Yeah, did we confirm that we are streaming?
Yes.
Felina with that information, yes. We're streaming.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay, Felina.
Yes, Mr. Chair, we're streaming. The stream has been corrected. We are now live. There was a bit of a glitch. We are fine now.
Okay, we're streaming. Good. Thank you.
Okay. Eileen?
Yes, I would. I understand Dwayne's feelings about the person is like that, how long, how much time we've spent on these issues, yet it is an evolving issue, and I believe that Ms. Sims may, I'm not sure, but she may have some new information for us. So I think, although we are familiar with a lot of it, we are mostly not experts in subject matter, and as I said, there's probably some changes that she could inform us of. And I think that's important. Maybe we can get done with it. I'm sorry. Done. I'm done.
I think we're pretty much out of time on the discussion on the agenda. Unless somebody
yeah, this
wants.
This is Lawrence. On the personal privilege, I could do timekeeping for the agenda items. Now that
well,
the helicopter in the sky has disappeared.
Thank you.
All right, I would appreciate that, but this was only a five-minute item, and I'm pretty sure we're way over that at this point.
We are way over it.
Yeah. So,
Nancy, Chair, please.
Yes, Nancy.
I move to extend time for 5 minutes on this item.
5 minutes? Okay. We can do that. Do we have a second for that?
Chris Corey seconds.
Okay. Are there any objections to extending time? Extending what we're talking about is the agenda approval item itself for five more minutes. Is there any objection? Okay. So we have another 5 minutes to discuss the agenda. Okay, so back to the motion, the substitute motion for Jan's original amendment to the agenda. Is there anybody else who wishes to address that? Okay, if not, then we have to go to a vote.
Chair, I believe that Anita was on the
track. Mr. Chair, Anita wanted to speak.
Yes,
oh, I didn't hear her. Okay, Anita, go ahead.
I just wanted to add, though I appreciate being able to move up, quite frankly, my presentation, I am more than willing to stay as long as needed to discuss the issue. So if you rather move the agenda to wherever, I am fine with it. And again, I appreciate being considered the time. So I can either go now or wait till number 5 or 4B, I believe.
Okay. Well, what we're voting on now would be to allow you to make a report after the IED's report, and that would be separate from the motion. That's now motion
okay.
Number 9 on the agenda.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
so let's go to a vote on the
Chair,
substitute motion. Yes?
Mr. Chair, as the maker of the substitute motion, can I just ask Anita which she prefers?
Oh, okay. Anita?
what I prefer is just to, quite frankly, give you my opinion. We do have some information that is coming from the auditors and also from George Walter. So I'd like to essentially be able to share that information.
Okay. Well, you can do that in the right after the IED's report. I don't see any reason why you couldn't do that then.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So let's go to a vote on the substitute motion. Are there any objections? I assume there are, right?
Yes.
Was that a yes?
Yes.
So, okay, so there is an objection to the substitute motion. So let's just go to a vote.
Okay.
And what we're, what we're voting on is to substitute Jan's original proposal to move number 9 up to 4B to, instead of doing that, to add, not to do that, but instead to add an item after the IED's report for 5 minutes for a report from the ICFO. Okay, so Grace, could you take the roll on that?
Yes, Grace Aaron votes yes to the substitute motion. Robin Collier?
No.
Okay, Chris Corey?
No.
All right, Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No.
All right, Lyndon Foley?
No.
Okay, Jan Goodman?
Pass.
Right. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Okay, Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Okay, Wally James?
No.
All right, Dwayne Lark?
No.
Okay, Ron Pinchbeck?
Pass.
Okay, Ralph Pointer?
No.
All right. Sandra Rowland?
No.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Abstain.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Can I clarify? This is to allow Ms. Sims to make a presentation after the IED? Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes. Okay, I thought yes.
Okay, James Sagerton. Okay, don't hear James. Nancy Sorden. Don't hear Nancy.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Nancy.
This is James.
Yes. Yes, James.
Sorry, I was thrown off the call for a second. I'm going to vote yes. Thank you.
Okay. Aki Tanaka?
You got to vote no.
All right. Paulina Vasiliev?
I'll vote yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we have Jan Goodman passed.
Secretary, I wish to change my vote. This is Lawrence to a yes.
Where was I? Now, Jan Goodman passed. Jan, how do you vote?
No.
Okay. Ron Pinchback passed. How do you vote, Ron?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me count up. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yeses. We have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 noes. Okay, we have Chair, do you wish to vote? We have 10 yeses and 11 noes.
I'll abstain.
Oh.
Okay. The substitute motion fails. Main motion?
Okay.
That is
so now we have to vote on the substitute motion as the main motion.
No, no, the substitute motion failed. Oh, wait a second.
Not the substitute.
It failed.
It failed. The main amendment, rather, that was Jan Goodman's amendment. We have to vote on that now, whether to move item number 9 up to item number 4B. That's the motion on the floor now. So let's go to a vote on that.
Okay. The vote on Jan's motion to put number 9 as 4B. Grace Aaron votes no. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Okay. Chris Corey?
Yes.
All right. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
All right. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Okay. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay. Wally James?
Yes.
All right, Dwayne Lark?
No.
Okay, Ron Pinchback?
No.
Okay, Ralph Pointer?
No.
Okay, Sandra Rowland?
Yes.
Okay, Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Okay, Sean Rhodes?
No.
Okay, Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay. James Sagerton?
No.
Okay. Nancy Sorden? Comes back to Nancy. Aki Tanaka? Here, Aki. Paulina Vasilia?
Yes, for Aki.
Okay, thank you, Aki. Paulina Vasiliev?
No.
Right, Tom Voorhees?
No.
Okay. And so we're going to go back to Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
I've Ron Pinchback, Secretary.
Okay, Ron Pinchback voted no. Okay, so I'm going to count up now. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, yes. Sure, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 11, yes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, no. Okay, 11 yes, 10 no. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote no.
Okay, the motion fails.
Chair, we're out of time for this agenda item.
Nancy, I move to extend for 5 minutes so that I can make another agenda amendment request.
I'm going to accept that, but next time, please ask to be recognized before you make the motion.
Okay.
Okay, do we have a second for that?
Second.
Okay. Are there any objections to extending another 5 minutes for agenda approval? Yeah. Okay, we have an objection. Let's go to a vote.
Okay. Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Chris Corey?
Yes.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
I'll pass.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Okay. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Abstain.
Okay. Wally James?
Pass.
Dwayne Lark?
Pass.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
No.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
No.
Okay. Sandra Rowland?
Yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay. James Sagerton?
No.
Okay, Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay, Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
Okay, Polina Vasiliev?
No.
Okay, Tom Voorhees?
No.
Okay, so this is to extend 5 minutes for Nancy.
All right, Ralph here. Can I change to a yes?
Okay, Ralph.
5 minutes.
Okay. Lyndon passed?
I'll go yes.
Okay. Sabrina, did you vote, Sabrina? I have an abstain for you. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Abstain. Thank you.
Okay. Wally James, you passed?
Yes.
How do you wish to vote? Okay. Dwayne Lorick, you passed. Do you wish to
yes.
vote? Okay. All right. So I'm going to count up now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no's. Okay, 13 yeses, 7 no's. Chair, do you wish to vote?
13 yes and how many no's?
7 no's.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay.
Okay, starting the clock on the new agenda item.
So
Dwayne,
Nancy to the stack. So
okay, I think Nancy wanted to bring up something, so let's
Dwayne
Nancy
Rod
go.
Wants to bring up something as well.
Okay, Nancy, then Dwayne.
Yes, we had several items that were unfinished and some information that we were expecting that was going to be presented in closed session, and I moved to add for number 10 instead of adjourn to make it be moved to closed session so that we can complete the business that we had left undone and make adjourn number 11.
Nancy, before
point of order.
Hold on. I have some information on that. We do not have the information we needed to in order to follow up on the closed session agenda. So I don't think there is any reason to go into closed session tonight.
Well, I also have a motion concerning that issue that I would like to present in closed session, which I just emailed to everyone right after the meeting started, and I believe Dwayne had an issue for the closed session that needed to be completed as well.
Okay, I was just giving you some information that might.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that. I thought that I heard that maybe there was some information. Okay, thank you.
This is great.
Okay, do we have a second for that?
Mr. Chair, I have a point of order. This is Grace.
Yes.
Okay, there is already a closed session posted. I didn't put out an agenda because there were no agenda items for it, but we don't have to adjourn to closed session because we already have noticed a closed session for tonight.
Mr. Chair, request for information.
Okay, what is your request for information?
Is it true that a closed session is scheduled for next week as well?
A closed session for next week? I'm not aware of that. I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, as a follow-up, with the additional information you indicated that we were waiting on,
we are planning to have a subsequent meeting? We are planning to have a... We will certainly have a subsequent meeting. Whether it's next week remains to be decided.
Well, the reason I asked that question was asking the member who wants the closed session tonight whether that would suffice. I know it will with my issue that's on the vine. Would you kindly ask the member if, when that information comes in, if it would suffice that we combine those meetings instead of having it tonight?
I can certainly, Nancy, would that satisfy you if we had a closed session next week?
Sure, yeah, it would. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Problem solved.
Okay.
Okay, I withdraw my request for additional.
All right.
Mr. Chair, I did ask to be recognized for an amendment to the agenda.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
And Jan Goodman, I still have the other part that Lawrence and I would like to put on the agenda.
Okay. Well, Dwayne, well, I think Dwayne was first. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would kindly, respectfully plead with the members to allow item 7 and item 8 to be moved to the 5A.
Can you repeat that? I didn't hear what you just said.
For item 7 and 8 of the agenda to be moved to item 5A.
You want those items to be moved right after the report from the IED and before the report from committees?
Yes, sir. I respect the item 4, given it shouldn't be controversial. I would have asked for it to be at item 4, but not stepping on the member. I think a compromise would be item 5A.
Okay. So that's an amendment. Do we have a second?
Second. Round second. Here.
Okay, we have a second. Is there any discussion?
Okay, this is Grace.
Time for this agenda item has expired, Chair.
Okay, let's go to a vote.
All right, this is a vote to move item
to move
agenda
move
item 7 and 8.
7 and 8, right after the IED report, 5B.
Actually, I believe that Dwayne wants it to be before the IED report. Is that correct? If it's 5A, it's before the IED report.
No,
Dwayne, can you...
5A would be after the IED report.
No, he said after. He said after.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you for the clarification.
Okay.
Do you want to ask if any objections?
Are there any objections? You're right. I did not ask. Are there any objections? Okay. Seeing no objections, that item is moved right after the IED report. Now we need to vote on the draft agenda as amended. Are there any objections to the draft agenda as amended?
Yes, I wanted to put on a very brief...
We're out of time. No more amendments. This is, we're just voting on...
It was just on the town hall. It's just languishing. Thank you.
Well, I understand that, but until we find a better way to manage the agenda approval, this is the way it goes.
No problem.
Frankly, I would like to have... I would propose something, but I don't want to take up the board's time right now. At the next meeting, I will propose a different way to handle the agenda because, as you can see, it was a 5-minute item on the draft agenda, and we've spent well over 30 minutes, almost 40 minutes on this already. So this is not working.
Chair, this is Lawrence. A point of parliamentary inquiry.
What is your point of parliamentary inquiry?
Point of parliamentary inquiry, we have an item that has been... It's been approved, it was approved, I believe, close to the beginning of the month, the virtual town hall.
And does that make it expedient that we slot it on the agenda to populate a committee, a task force of volunteers to work on this town hall, since the date is coming up next week?
I understand that, but we're out of time. And we did not get another extension.
Move to extend for 5 minutes, Chris Corey.
Okay, we have another motion to extend for 5 minutes. Please, again, please ask to be recognized.
Chair, can I be recognized?
Do we have is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes? Okay. Lawrence, you may be recognized. We have another 5 minutes before we vote on the agenda.
Thank you, Chair. So as Jan Goodman, my colleague from LA, iterated, this virtual town hall is a critical piece of democracy for our listeners. And I think the date is coming upon us on the 30th, which will be next week, next Saturday, to be exact. We need to start working on populating it, populating a cadre of volunteers, as well as getting the word out that there will be a virtual town hall to all five stations and to the affiliates. So,
so let's add that, add that to the agenda. Where do you want to add it to the agenda?
Okay, I'd like to add it to the agenda. Let's see.
Make it number 10.
I'm going to defer to Jan Goodman. Go ahead, Jan.
Can we make it number 10?
The new number 10. Okay. Oh, there is no number 10. Okay, so it's the last item on the agenda.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any... do we have a second for that?
Jan Goodman.
I second, Lawrence.
Okay. Well, it was your motion, Lawrence, so Jan seconds it. Are there any objections? Okay. Can we please now go to a vote on the agenda as amended? are there any objections to the agenda as amended? Okay. And the agenda as amended is approved. And the next item of business is motion. Oh, minutes approval. We have minutes from the open session from May 7th. Are there any corrections?
There's just one small correction that Sean suggested, and that's that there needs to be a comma after Polina Vasiliev's name in the beginning of the agenda, and I will make that correction.
Okay. Duly noted. Any other corrections? Okay, so those minutes are approved, and again, you can always make corrections later if you find any other errors.
Chair, point of information, Lawrence. The next agenda item is 15 minutes, right? The IED report?
It's 15 minutes, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, motion. Okay, we now come to the motion to add a trustee to the pension plan, and that this motion comes from Eileen. So, Eileen, you have the floor.
Okay, it's just an administrative item. I think it's explained really in the agenda. Just we have two accounts right now that need trustees. I've been trustee by myself on one of them. We just added Lawrence as trustee to both accounts because I was only on the one all this time because the second one hadn't been worked on yet. And now we need a second trustee on the second one just for the purposes of having backup. But it needs to be approved by the board, so I'm hoping you will approve it and then we can send it off and the pension people can do what they need to do.
Okay. I just want to thank you, Eileen, for volunteering for this. And of course, thank you to Lawrence for volunteering. Do we have a second on this? Okay, if we have a second, is there any objection? Okay, so that item is approved. You're now approved to be on the second pension plan, Eileen.
Thank you. So,
okay.
Grace, you'll send those minutes. Yeah.
And So, let's see, what did we vote on? There was something, the IED report. Lydia, do you have a report for us?
Yes, I'm still looking for the documents. I'm going to be sending the board just all of these loan documents and the background on what has happened.
Time has started, Chair.
Pardon?
Time has started on your report. Okay.
Just announcing a timekeeper thing. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, as I said, I'll be sending the board out to see if it helps clarify the situation with the loans. So listen carefully. Let's see if I can even explain everything. So as you'll recall, at our meeting on April 2nd, I said that we would be applying for what had been announced that week for the CARES Act had just been passed. That's what happened. And as a result of that, this is CARES 1, and that applications was going to be taken on Friday, and that was the first day of the accepting of applications. And as I said, we were going to do it first thing, and so Tamara of NETA applied first thing in the morning, so that's East Coast time, so 9 o'clock East Coast, 6 o'clock LA, but anyway, she applied for PPP, and then I had also seen the announcement from the governor of California announcing the EIDL loan, which was you had to go to California.gov in order to apply for that, and they had different terms and different interest involved with both. So the PPP loan forgives the $1 million that we were going to be asking for. And had we asked for more money in the way of a loan, it was a low interest rate. So there were many companies that had the PPP loan larger than the EIDL loan, which is the other SBA loan, but through California. And we elected to do the larger loan as the EIDL loan. Okay, so that we could have 30 years to pay back. The PPP loan is a lower interest rate, but you have to pay it back in 2 years. So in the EIDL loan, we were also asking, including what we consider to be a mortgage payment with the FJC loan, which everyone knows about, I'm sure. Okay, so that was that. That was April 3rd. Unbeknownst to us, Andrea Katz at WBAI also applied as through Credibly. It's not a bank. They're lenders. And as you know, on that April 3rd and a few days before that, there were tons of emails, I know, because everybody was sending them to me about apply for this, that, and the other. And giving it different names, some said CARES, some said PPP, some said the emergency disaster loans, which is really ends up being the EIDL loan. And anyway, so she applied, but it was bounced. And I'll be sending you guys that email where it said you're not in the database. This is WBAI, was not in the database because she was using the Pacifica Foundation, Inc. Number. And federal ID number. So that was based. So then, you know, we didn't think much of it at the time, except that then time started, a few days passed, and we still hadn't heard anything. I mean, Bank of America was confirming our application that Tamara had made, and they took us through the subsequent steps. So first you fill out a two-page application. And then, as expected, they wanted additional confirmation of our payroll and so forth. So Tamara uploaded all of that to our Cash Pro site for Bank of America. So then moving forward to May 3rd, we receive a call from our banker, who, by the way, has moved on to another bank a week ago. Not helpful in this situation, but nevertheless. so we received a call from him that our application was rejected because there had been another application made, and I think I reported this to the board. I checked with all the GMs and so forth. The only thing I had was this thing from BAI saying, no, you can't apply because you're not in the database, and so no documentation was sent to Credibly. In other words, that second round that I told you about that Tamara had to do where she had to upload our payroll and all of the other documentation that we did with Bank of America, BAI did not take that step. A week later, they get another email saying your application has been approved, which it doesn't even make any sense because it was rejected right off the bat. But meanwhile, Bank of America, based on the email we sent them where it was never even supposed to be processed, resubmitted our application. And it went through enhancement or whatever they called it at B of A. And so then they resubmitted it based on the email that we had from Credibly saying that it had been canceled or that it had never been filed. But then subsequent to that, they get this thing saying it had been approved. And it's like, how can it be approved if it was never submitted? Blah, blah. And so then Bank of America says, well, get in touch with them right away and ask them to withdraw it. So they send us an email. Andrea Katz followed through. They send us an email saying, canceled. Okay. So moving forward to this week with a new banker, and they get our second application for PPP through Bank of America was rejected. And this time it had details. See, that first time we were just guessing about BAI because it didn't give detail, as they just said that it had been, there was another application. This time it gave the detail that it was WBAI and that they were funded for $60,000. Except there is no $60,000 that came to BAI because none of the documentation was ever sent or firmly applied for. Bank of America now wants out of the whole thing. I have not approved that we be out of the whole thing because the next step has to be, and by the way, this is after consulting multiple bankers that I have spent the past 48 hours since I learned this, or less than that, maybe 36. So the next process is as follows. Well, first of all, like yesterday, I had also asked Berthold and Arthur if they would go in person because the Credibly is on Madison in New York. Anyway, it's closed. And we're placing phone calls and so on and so forth. But meanwhile, I'm contacting the bankers if the advice that I'm getting from Bank of America is correct. So the current banker at Bank of America says you have to go to Credibly and have them amend their loan to include the $1.2 million that we had originally requested. So I've contacted this time all of these other bankers because I want to know, is that accurate information? Number one, because once I finally get to speak to a person at Credibly, that I need to know what I'm actually requesting. So the last information, and this was very helpful from Nick Arena at WPFW. He's the treasurer, but he's also a banker. And so he said we need to either get them to cancel it, and they need to provide the proof that they really canceled it, which I personally think they did. Nobody has the $60,000, and nobody ever submitted the forms. But anyway, and then go back to B of A and say, you need to process, here's the form and the actual confirmation from the SBA that it's been canceled. Or first, see if Credibly will process our 1.2, adding it to, again, that the approved SBA number that they that they submitted the $60,000 funding to. This has all been like, we're not alone in this boat from what I heard from B of A, because as you know, and in fact just yesterday, Grace has sent me a link of advice where it says apply to multiple banks. We avoided doing that so we wouldn't have to undo all of this stuff with each of those banks, because any of that could have done. I had that as a warning from Wells Fargo, who I also contacted. But anyway, so it was rushed by the SBA, so there were unclear guidelines for sure, and it's very difficult to get accurate information. So that's where I am right now, is that tomorrow I have to do one of two things, is convince credibly to either submit our information for 1.2 or get confirmation that they canceled it, which I think they did, since we never applied. And there's no evidence of the money. I checked with Chase, which is WBAI's other bank, and so there's nothing there. So that's where we are right now. So either they cancel it or they submit our 1.2. Meanwhile, the one submitted through California, the EIDL account, may or may not, everybody says it's a totally separate thing and it should not have been impacted by this. Having said that, I have, other than the fact, which is a good sign, that they sent us the $10,000 for applying, that we still don't know if this same WBAI issue is holding that back. And trying to get information from them. I spent hours on the phone with them. That's just as bad as with the SBA. So anyway, so that's where we are, is to see what Credibly is going to do and just working through that math. We're so eligible. Our documentation was perfect. That's why B of A was passed it all forward after they completely vetted it. We are completely qualified for both of these loans, and it's being held up by, kind of falling for it. It wasn't a scam. It's just that the way it was set up, PayPal, any number, I understand it's PayPal, all kinds of things, Facebook, PayPal, everybody could submit these loans on behalf of others. You did not have to have a relationship with them, contrary to the belief back then on April 3rd. Consequently, all you do is that preliminary thing. As soon as they establish that you had a viable number and that the other information checks out, then they go ahead and process this and assume you're going to send them the documentation, which is very different than what B of A did, which was demand the documentation first to make sure we qualified. So I still think the prudent thing was to go through a bank rather than to something like Credibly. Now, having said that, most of the PP recipients that I know of are much smaller loans. Ours are multi-million-dollar loan applications. So anyway, so that's where we are. I'll send you an update tomorrow, but tonight I'm sending everybody the documentation because I'm losing my mind with this stuff. So I will... And the board should just be very privy to everything that's there. And if they have anything really helpful, anybody, in other words, my only thing is like getting accurate information about SBA. I do think now that I've spoken to at least half dozen bankers that that the next steps information is the only recourse having to do with Credibly. Anyway, to me, that's the main news. Other than that, everybody's kind of in fund drive, and some stations are doing well. I know PFW said their fund drive's going very well, etc. So there you are. Anything else? Oh, and I'm gonna definitely drop my mailer now by email. I can't possibly coordinate anymore with the stations and try to determine when they are or are not going to be in fund drive, because they also tend to extend their fund drives. So I was trying to be considerate of that, but that ship has to sail, and I have to proceed with that. And then I'm proposing the full day fund drive for National mid July. Okay. Questions.
Bless you.
Ron to the stack.
Ron, who else wants to be on the stack?
Point of feathers, Chair. This is the timer. We're almost out of time. You may need to extend.
Does anybody want to have a motion to extend for, say, 10 minutes?
So move, James.
Do we have a second?
Paulina, second.
Okay. Are there any objections to extending for 10 minutes so we can have some Q&A with the IED? Okay. I think I heard Ron.
10 minutes. Time has started.